News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday pitched for concrete action at a high speed and on a large scale to combat climate change as he launched the India-US Climate and Clean Energy Agenda 2030 partnership in collaboration with US President Joe Biden. Together, we will help mobilize investments, demonstrate clean technologies, and enable green collaborations, he said at the Earth Day Summit organized by Biden, marking the US's entry back into the fight against climate change. The United States, the world's second leading emitter after China, is seeking to reclaim global leadership in the fight against global warming after former President Donald Trump withdrew the country from international efforts to cut emissions. Addressing the summit in English, Modi said India has taken many bold steps on clean energy, energy efficiency, afforestation and biodiversity despite its development challenges. For humanity to combat climate change, concrete action is needed. We need such action at a high speed, on a large scale and with a global scope. We in India are doing our part, the Prime Minister said. As a climate-responsible developing country, India welcomes partners to create templates of sustainable development in India. These can also help other developing countries who need affordable access to green finance and clean technologies, he said. Modi said humanity is battling a global pandemic right now, and the summit is a timely reminder that the grave threat of climate change has not disappeared. The United States and two other countries hiked their targets for slashing greenhouse gas emissions at a global climate summit hosted by President Joe Biden, an event meant to resurrect U.S. leadership in the fight against global warming. Biden unveiled the goal to cut emissions by 50% to 52% from 2005 levels at the start of a two-day climate summit kicked off on Earth Day and attended virtually by leaders of 40 countries, including big emitters China, India and Russia. This is the decade we must make decisions that will avoid the worst consequences of the climate crisis, Biden, a Democrat, said at the White House. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson called the new US goal game-changing as two other countries made new pledges. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga, who visited Biden at the White House this month, raised Japan's target for cutting emissions to 46% by 2030, up from 26%. Environmentalists wanted a pledge of at least 50%, while Japan's powerful business lobby has pushed for national policies that favor coal. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, meanwhile, raised his country's goal to a cut of 40% to 45% by 2030, below 2005 levels, up from 30%. Chinese President Xi Jinping did not announce a new emissions goal, saying that China expects its carbon emissions to peak before 2030 and the country will achieve net zero emissions by 2060. China will gradually reduce its coal use from 2025 to 2030. China, a leader in producing technology for renewable energy like solar panels, still relies heavily on coal for its electricity generation. Russian President Vladimir Putin proposed giving preferential treatment for foreign investment in clean energy projects, but also made an apparent reference to the United States being historically the world's top greenhouse gas polluter. It is no secret that the conditions that facilitated global warming and associated problems go way back, Putin said. The U.S. climate goal marks an important milestone in Biden's broader plan to decarbonize the U.S. economy entirely by 2050, an agenda he says can create millions of good-paying jobs, but which many Republicans say they fear will damage the economy. The U.S. emissions cuts are expected to come from power plants, automobiles and other sectors across the economy, but the White House did not set individual targets for those industries. The new U.S. target nearly doubles former President Barack Obama's pledge of an emissions cut of 26 to 28% below 2005 levels by 2025. Sector-specific goals will be laid out later this year. In a development that dilutes his stance on the Sterlite Copper violence, actor Rajinikanth has submitted to a probe commission that he has no evidence to back his earlier statement about antisocial involvement in the May 2018 violence in Tamil Nadu. Arul Vadivel Sekar, the official lawyer with the Justice Aruna Jagadeesan Commission to probe the police violence in Thoothukudi, told reporters that the actor had submitted an affidavit that clarified what he said at the unplanned press conference cannot be backed by any evidence. Rajinikanth had stated at a press conference in Thoothukudi that people with antisocial sentiment infiltrated the ranks of protesters, forcing the police to retaliate. The statement at that time, marked by a strong anti-police, anti-government sentiment, earned the actor some unpopularity. The anti-Sterlite Copper protests led to the death of 13 people and injured many. The violence on the 100th day of protests against the expansion of the factory of Vedanta Resources followed after a stream of politicians visited Thoothukudi and expressed solidarity with the protesters. Rajinikanth took a stance that pitted him against the popular stance of Tamil Nadu's politicians, who stopped expressing horror at the police brutality and sought justice for those killed in the protests. Rajinikanth had posed questions about the people behind the protests and their motives. At a press conference in the Chennai airport after his visit to Thoothukudi, Rajinikanth had a standoffish interaction with reporters. To a question about the protests, Rajinikanth replied hotly, "If there are protests for every little thing, Tamil Nadu will turn into a graveyard." The actor, who had primed his fans for a political entry expected late last year, had backed off citing health reasons, with the affidavit clarifying that he doesn't have any evidence to back his claim on the Sterlite controversy. The actor distanced himself from the last of the political entanglements he had got into over the last 2 years. British lawmakers on Thursday approved a parliamentary motion declaring that China's policies against its Uyghur minority population in the far western Xinjiang region amounted to genocide and crimes against humanity. The motion is non-binding and does not compel the British government to act, but it is another move signalling the growing outcry among UK politicians over alleged human rights abuses in China. The motion was moved by Conservative lawmaker Nuz Ghani, one of five British lawmakers recently sanctioned by China for criticizing its treatment of the Uyghurs. "There is a misunderstanding that genocide is just one act, mass killing. That is false," she said, adding that all the criteria of genocide, an intention to destroy in whole or in part a national, ethnic, racial or religious group, are evidenced as taking place in Xinjiang. The US government and the parliaments of Belgium, the Netherlands and Canada have accused Beijing of genocide, although Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has been reluctant to use the term. More than 1 million people have been confined to camps in Xinjiang, according to foreign governments and researchers. Authorities there are accused of imposing forced labor, systematic forced birth control and torture in mass internment camps. The Chinese government has strongly rejected complaints of abuses and says the camps are for job training to support economic development and combat Islamic radicalism. The government is pressing foreign clothing and shoe brands to reverse decisions to stop using cotton from Xinjiang due to reports of possible forced labor there. Twitter has finally opened up its 4K image posting and viewing ability on phones, and the latest feature update brings the ability to post and see images in full high resolution on both Android and iOS. Twitter support officially announced this following up on a post from March 10 that had announced the opening up of consumer tests for the feature earlier this year. Whether this sounds like an important feature to you or otherwise is totally up for debate based on exactly how much a stickler for high-quality images you are and how good your internet connectivity is. Posting on the platform, Twitter support clarified that the feature is now officially available for all users, which should also mean for all regions too. The option to upload and view 4K images on Android and iOS is now available for everyone. To start uploading and viewing images in 4K, update your high-quality image preferences in data usage settings, the company's support channel posted. To enable this, users are simply required to adjust their data usage settings for the Twitter app on Android and iOS to get access to the highest quality of images on the app. To do this, head over to the Quick Access pane, tap on Settings and Privacy, and select Data Usage from here. To always get access to the full 4096x4096 pixels image resolution, users can select High Quality Images and High Quality Image Uploads for data and Wi-Fi usage, which will allow them to both see and post images at the fullest resolution. This also means that if you had this option enabled, you should get to make the most of the updated resolution by default, since the change is on the server end. Twitter had previously rolled out the feature to a randomly selected subset of users and select regions. Given that the company has not announced region limitations for the feature, it is likely a global change and should not be limited to any geographical subset. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.